The nominees for the 80th Annual Academy Awards were announced today in Beverly Hills. Leading the Best Picture category with 8 nominations overall are There Will Be Blood.
I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
And No Country for Old Men.
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss? Call it,
yes. I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you're dead. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it.
2 violent films set in the American West. Also nominated, the World War II romantic drama Atonement, the legal thriller Michael Clayton, each with 7 nominations, and rounding out the list, a surprise announcement, Juno, a quirky comedy about a 16-year-old who surprises her family when she announces that she's pregnant.
Did you see that coming?
Yeah, but I was hoping she was expelled or into hard drugs.
Or a DWI? Anything but this.
Our film critic, Bob Mandello, is in the studio to talk about the upcoming Oscars. Hello, Bob.
Hi, good to be here.
Let's begin with that Best Picture list. A lot of very dark films there.
It's true. 3 of those actually qualify as outright tragedies. Michael Clayton, which is supposedly affirmative, is about corporate corruption. And Juno, which is the one comedy in the group, is about a teenage girl, a 16-year-old who gets pregnant and has to tell her parents about it. I mean, this is not a cheerful bunch of pictures.
You know, strong performances by several actresses this year, but when you look at this listing, a lot of dark films, maybe dark days for female actresses as well because they're so male-oriented.
Oh, well, that's possible. Although I think, actually, the women's categories are more competitive, perhaps, than the male ones. I think people sort of generally think that Daniel Day-Lewis is likely to be the main man in the Best Actor category. He's up against George Clooney, Johnny Depp, Tommy Lee Jones, and Viggo Mortensen. And I think the general consensus is this is his year. In actress, you've got Julie Christie and Marion Cotillard. Both really extraordinary. Julie Christie is a patient with Alzheimer's who has to go into a nursing home, and Marion Cotillard playing Edith Piaf with those fabulous songs. And then Cate Blanchett got nominated for both Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress for Elizabeth the Golden Age, a picture that nobody much liked. And she was Bob Dylan in I'm Not There, one of 6 Bob Dylans. So those are going to be pretty competitive categories, even if they're rather not on the radar screen quite as much as the men are.
Any surprises in these categories?
Well, I think it was reasonable to be surprised that Emil Hirsch wasn't nominated for Into the Wild. He's extraordinary in the picture. He has to carry the whole film. Actually, it's surprising.
But Hal Holbrook did get a nomination for the
film. That's true. Although, to some extent, I mean, he's 84 years old. He is the oldest actor ever to be nominated in that category. And I think to some extent they want to give him something, you know. That may have affected. Ruby Dee got a nomination. She was nominated in the Best Supporting category for American Gangster.
You mentioned Into the Wild. Other shutouts or films that didn't get the recognition that you might have expected?
Well, I kind of thought Sweeney Todd was going to do better. It's nominated in several categories, but it wasn't nominated for Best Picture. I'm pretty astonished at Charlie Wilson's War, which got a lot of attention and is doing pretty well at the box office. See, one of the things is that a lot of these pictures aren't doing all that well at the box office. And, you know, unless you have movies that have done well at the box office, people don't tune into the Oscars. And so, ordinarily there's at least one blockbuster in the bunch, and the biggest one right now is Juno, which is the little picture that could, kind of.
So we're talking about the Academy nominations for the Academy Awards. What about the award ceremony itself? Will there be a ceremony?
Well, I would say that's still up in the air. Actually, they will have a ceremony of some sort of like the Golden Globes did, even if it ends
really?
Up just being...
Just a press conference?
Well, just a press conference. They have a problem in that the actors are extremely unlikely, even though this is their only chance to wear gowns this season, apparently. They're extremely unlikely to show up and cross picket lines when they're involved in a big argument with the studios. So, frankly, I think they're going to find an excuse to settle it before then because this would be too bad for the industry. You kind of need the Oscars to push these pictures, especially in a year when the pictures are not pushing themselves.
So this might be the beacon that brings both sides back to the bargaining table.
Well, let's hope.
Maybe. Thank you, Bob.
It's always a pleasure.
Our movie critic, Bob Mandello, talking about this year's Oscar nominees. And you'll find a full list, plus reviews and interviews, at our website, npr.org/movies.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.